please, and we'll look at chapter 11.
Come on, son.
Craig Heidrich is a friend of mine, and not this week, but the week before, he had a great week. He went hiking out west with three or four of his buddies, and all they did every day was out in nature. And Craig said, you know, I could almost feel the fluttering of the angels. It was so wonderful out in the middle of nowhere, and it was great. We don't have many great weeks. We have good weeks, and then we have some not so good weeks, and we have some weeks, and then we have some terrible weeks, all kinds of weeks. And so I was encouraged by Colin getting baptized. That fired me up, and I thought, his mom and daddy had a good week. Because they got to watch their son make his confession that Jesus was Lord. Good week. Danny and Katie Cruz have had a good week because they let everybody know that they're going to have a baby. A baby boy, I believe. Is that right? A baby boy? And I thought to myself, they're not the ones who had they had a good week. But their mothers had a great week. Because their mom was just saying, let me get a hold of that grandbaby. I'm ready. Jesus took his disciples to the feast right before he died. And Jesus was about to have a really bad week. It hadn't been going that great. And he knew what was coming. You know, that's kind of a blessing and a curse, to know what's coming. He knew that Peter was going to betray him or deny him. And he knew that Judas was going to betray him. He knew he was going to be beaten within an inch of his life, tortured. He knew that. He knew that everybody, all these men he had trained for 3 years, all of them but one would run away at the cross and only one guy would be there. He knew that. And he knew that the faithful women that had followed him would be the ones to go back and tell his disciples, apostles, he's risen. It's a bad week. He knew that he'd be on the cross and he would be fighting for us. Hand-to-hand combat with Satan. And here's what Paul said about it. In verse 23 of chapter 11. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. Jesus knew one thing, that we would need to be reminded what Jesus went through when we really have bad weeks. I don't know what kind of week you had. You might have got a $20,000 a year bonus just for looking so good. I don't know what you got. Or maybe they wanted to take $20,000 because you look bad. I don't know. But what I do know is, even the children of Israel, when they'd seen God do all the miracles, the blood, the frogs, the lice, you know, the miracles. And then they get to the river or to the Red Sea and they lose all their faith because they had a bad few days. They had a bunch of great days, by the way, as God was doing all those miracles, and they forgot. Because our nature is to forget all the wonderful things that God has done for us. And so Jesus says, I'm going to institute something. This is not the regular feast that we've always had, guys, since y'all have grown up. This is going to become known as the Lord's Supper. And I want you to remember, because there'll be some times when you're sitting in this audience and you're hanging on by a thread, and your faith is getting weaker and weaker because the prayers haven't been answered like you wanted them to. And things are a lot harder than you thought they would be. And he said, no, I want you to remember me. Remember what I did. But also remember how faithful I've been. And my Father's been to you. Maybe this is a good time today for us to remember some times where we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God answered that prayer. You can't tell me he didn't. You can't tell me it was anything else but God listening to my pleas and answering my prayer. We need to remember those sometimes. And so Jesus says, through Paul here, when you get there and you're taking the bread and you're taking the grape juice, remember me. Remember what I sacrificed. And remember how faithful I've been. And if you do, that'll get you through the bad weeks. We don't really need a lot if we're trying to get through the good weeks. We're doing good. But the bad weeks are what trip us up. I don't know what your week's been like, but let's remember what Jesus has done and how faithful he's been. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this time today. Thank you for the songs that we sang. I especially like the new one about what Jesus will do and can do and does. Help us to remember our sins being forgiven. Help us to remember how helpless we felt, out of control, needy we felt when you came in and we accepted your love and your grace in our life. Father, help us to remember our Jesus today, our Lord and our Savior, and our coming King who will take us home. In Jesus' name, amen.